The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps.
Okay, that could go on for a long time. It's a great song. My name is Ingrid Castle, and I'm actually taking over the National Intel Report for only one day. Just today, Monday, John Stadtmiller is still at the Preparedness Expo here in Missouri. And since our show that was scheduled Saturday somehow got rebroadcast instead of going live, John offered this time slot, which is great. I'm really honored to be able to do the National Intel Report for John and bring on a really fabulous guest. But before I tell you about this fabulous guest, you're really going to be fascinated with the show. So I really want you to stay tuned. But I have a couple little announcements. Al Whitney, my partner on In Defense of Humanity, which airs Saturday night from 7 to 9 Central Time, she wanted me to announce that since there's so many questions from people and so many people have looked at Lawfully Yours, Lawfully Yours is a guide that she has put up in PDF, and it has only been out since October, and it's already been viewed 9,600 times. I know I have sold over 30 spiral-bound versions. People don't always like to just download off the internet. It's nice to have it in a spiral-bound form. And I still get requests all the time for that as a sign of support for vaccination liberation that I'm the director of. But, you know, this guide was designed to help people learn how not to consent to statutes, rules, regulations, which is passed by our corporate government. And much of this that we follow just as we do is really not in our best interest. Since new to a lot of people, and both Al and I have received so many questions via email, Al decided to schedule a Tuesday night talk show call. She will discuss some of the questions she has received, not any of the ones I have received, but she'll share solutions that have been pursued. So, you know, if anyone's listening to this and has tuned into our show and has looked at anti-corruption society and is interested in that material, she's going to have this call this Tuesday. That's like tomorrow. Comments and new questions will be welcome during the entire hour. And that's March 31st, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. TalkShoe to call into the call is 724-444-7444. And that number for the TalkShoe call is 120-481. But since people may be busily writing that down, just go to Anti-Corruption Society, and she will have it posted. I told her, make sure you post it near the top, the talk show call, so that people, you know, they can't just grab their pens and write down all these numbers. They can actually go there. That's anticorruptionsociety.com. So, but I really appreciate all our listeners and support we've received. It's been really great to connect with so many people across the country that have come to the same conclusions. And so now we're going to introduce my amazing guest. It's Janice Barcelo. She said she's been on RBN a couple other times, but I don't think a lot of people know the amazing work that she's doing. She is a researcher, writer, educator, and activist dedicated to exposing the dark side of modern medicine and the violence of hospital birth. She is the author of a book that just was released. I just bought my copy on Amazon. It's entitled Birth Trauma and the Dark Side of Modern Medicine. She is also the creator of the Birth of a New Earth curriculum, a revolutionary curriculum designed to put an end to hospital birth trauma and restore humanity's capacity to give birth in love. Janice has spent the last 15 years uncovering the roots of institutionalized violence and the long-term intergenerational impact of birth trauma on our children, our families, and our entire civilization. Through her classes, television, and radio shows, she exposes the dark side of technological birth and reveals the agenda behind it. Janice offers educational lectures, webinars, teacher trainings, and programs designed especially for men. To learn more about her work, go to birthofanewearth.com. And I have to tell you, when I first heard Janice Barcello, I have a dear friend in Spokane that turned me on to an interview she did on Red Ice Creations, and I still have that on my homepage. I mean, I'm on my desktop, rather, and I've shared it with countless people. I say, you have to listen to this. It's so, so important because it's foundational. When you think about it, you know, how we come into this world from our Creator in heaven, how we birth into this physical 3D reality is absolutely essential if we're going to heal all life on this planet. And there's a whole thing that she's going to be revealing to us of why we need to start taking back our ability to birth in love. And home birth is not always done perfectly. Believe me, I know about these things. She's taught me so much that I had no idea. Some of these rituals we even do outside the hospital and it, as part of home births, is part of this whole continuation of it's another form of violence that is perpetuated in our culture, and there's many subtleties involved. So welcome to the program, Janice.
Thanks, Ingrid. I'm delighted to be here. Can you hear me okay?
I can. There just seemed to be a little bit of delay, but it's okay. Could you tell us about a little bit first about the fact that you're going to be one of the speakers at Free Your Mind Conference, along with Bob Tuscan, Mark Passio, Clint Richardson, their hosts on RBN, and Fritz Springmeier. I mean, there's several amazing hosts. Those are the ones that I just knew off the top of my head. But can you tell us a little bit about that first?
Well, yeah, the conference is a conference about consciousness and mind control and the occult. So there's going to be a lot of very powerful whistleblowers talking at the conference. One of the things I want to say about my talk and the talk of Lennon Honor, for those who don't know the work of Lennon Honor, is that there is going to be a lot of exposing of the attack on human love, the attack on our species' ability to experience love and to create authentic experiences of really deep love. Many of us are in relationships that are not loving. Many of us know that we're with partners who are not really the right partner for us, and we're kind of looking for the right one all the time. So part of what we're going to be exposing at the conference is how we got to this place. I know this is part of the stuff that I'm going to be exposing at the conference. Lennon Honor is another really brilliant speaker on this topic. And the amount of mind control that has happened to us and the extraordinary amount of trauma that we have been exposed to, it's deliberate trauma, for the express purpose of altering our minds, altering the way that our brain functions, the way that our nervous system functions, and altering our ability to even produce the neurochemicals of love, like oxytocin. So birth trauma is a fundamental component of a larger agenda to turn the human race into slave race, into an obedient slave race that will be in service to a very, very few. And, you know, we have a lot of people also working jobs that they hate, getting up every day, going to places they don't want to go. They're on a treadmill inside of a system, a technocratic system that has enslaved them and that has separated them from their souls, from their ability to express their real nature and to experience life the way that the Creator, the real Creator, intended for us to experience it, which is based on huge amounts of love. So we are a hurting species, and because we're hurting, we end up hurting everything around us. You know, we hurt other people, we hurt other species, we hurt the planet. And we have to understand what is causing us to do this. What is causing us to be this damaged, you know, that we would actually inflict harm on the planet that gives us life. What has happened to us? Well, and so I'm hoping that we'll talk about that.
What I think of is, right. Well, I keep thinking of the word insensitive, you know, because people are really so locked into their own world that they lack this sensitivity, this sixth sense, this, you know, we should have this intuitive sensing ability that connects us to all life around us. And that seems to be lacking in our modern civilization.
If I give you a brief...
That's to me.
If I give you a brief explanation of the brain, it might help understand the lack of empathy that we're experiencing. One of the main problems is that our reptilian brain is in a constant state of terror and agitation. So the reptilian brain is the part of our brain that is responsible for our heart beating, for our blood pressure, you know, for the things that are happening, our body temperature, things that are happening in our body that we don't think about but that need to be regulated. That is the responsibility of the reptilian brain. It is in charge of keeping the body alive. And so when the reptilian brain senses threat to the body, the rest of the brain, it cannot function properly. So we have the limbic system, which is the part of our brain that allows us to love and nurture our young and to create healthy bonds between ourselves and other people, mm-hmm. and between us and other species. See, the limbic system is damaged, and the cortex is the most damaged of all. The cortex is the part of our brain that allows us to communicate with the divine mind. And it's also the part of our brain that it analyzes things. So the cortex would say, okay, there's a situation happening here. Is it appropriate for me to be violent or not? Okay, and when the cortex is not functioning properly, it's very hard for people to regulate their impulses, their violent impulses. So those who are the most traumatized tend to be the most violent because they have the least developed mm-hmm. cortex and the most activated reptilian brain. So I want to stress that the technological world that we are living in, everything in this environment activates the reptilian brain. So every sound, weed whackers, lawn mowers, planes, trains, you know, the trucks that go clamoring by, all of these sounds create hypervigilance in the reptilian brain because they're not natural. They're not a part of nature, of the way that the Creator intended for us to live. And they create terror, basically, at the core. They stress us out. The whole environment, all the artificial lights, right, all the poisons that we're exposed to, people putting pesticides all over their lawns, people eating toxic food, we're being sprayed with toxic chemicals from airplanes. All of these things are keeping us in an extreme state of stress, on top of which, as you know, Ingrid, as you know very well, what they're injecting directly into our bloodstreams is mutating us. It is causing a huge amount of alien DNA to be injected into our bodies. DNA from monkey kidney, pig blood, bovine fetal serum, guinea pig brains, human fetuses. All right, we have human fetal DNA being injected into us through vaccines. We have, you know, mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde, MSG, aspartame, you name it.
Right.
They are attacking us, and the technological world is also in attack, even though we don't know any other way to live because we're born into this world.
Well, yeah, this is so fascinating, Janice, because there's so much needs to be an understanding of how far we've gotten away from what's natural and normal, you know, and with our technological, you know, advances, which are really not advances the way I see it. You know, it's just so out of touch and out of harmony with the rhythms of the earth. You know, we look at frequencies, and all of these are, all the frequencies of this alleged modern technology are anti-biology, anti-life on the planet. But I wanted to backtrack a little bit. How did you get into this? You know, I don't think you've ever shared that with me, how, what actually brought you to this work. And I, you know, I feel like I know why, how I got into my work, you know, and there's experiences that you have in life that lead you to doing exactly what you're doing. I mean, you know, it's like you're born here to do something, and all these, you know, experiences accumulate, and pretty soon you find yourself doing what you're supposed to be doing, and it's just, you know, it's like a passion. And it's clear with you there's stuff that brought you to doing what you're doing, because you're very passionate about sharing this material, and I just commend you. I'm so thankful for you sharing.
Yeah, well, thank you for allowing me the opportunity to share. What brought me to this, Ingrid, is I've had severe birth trauma in my life, and the last one was my daughter, who spent two months in a neonatal intensive care unit where she was tortured. She was tortured every day. She was tortured several times a day. And watching what they were doing to my baby really caused me to go into an extreme post-traumatic stress state, during which I would have flashbacks while I was watching what they were doing to her of what they had done to me during my own birth. Now, I want people to understand that when I was born in the 1950s, I was born in 1958, my mother was given a drug called scopolamine. Scopolamine is a drug that is used by the CIA in their mind control programs. MK Ultra and Monarch Mind Control are two of the programs that come immediately to mind. And scopolamine is used because it creates absolute compliance from the people who are given the drug, to the extent that they will empty out their bank accounts and give whoever drugged them all of their money, and they won't remember a thing. They won't remember having done it. They won't remember having been given the drug. And of course, my mother was given a combination of scopolamine and Demerol, what they called twilight sleep. And women were literally strapped to beds. They were blindfolded. In my own case, they pulled me out with forceps, which really creates a power struggle between a baby and the medical people, that the baby is bound to lose. The baby cannot win when somebody has these clamps pulled around their head and they're pulling them out. So I've despised authority ever since that moment. And I've despised them because even as an incoming...
Janice?
Yes.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine. Including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money? Has a storage life of 100 years. All for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. 910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at MUSA.org.
Soon you will be dancing face to face with the limits of ambition and the scars of the marketplace. Welcome to the land of flame and fizz, where you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is.
National Intel Report. My name's Ingrid Castle. I'm subbing for John Stadtmiller, and my guest is Janice Barcello, whose new book, Birth Trauma and the Dark Side of Modern Medicine, is now available on Amazon, and I urge you to get it. It's only $20. So, Janice, you were talking about your own birth and how you had a flashback to that and some of the horrible things that was done to your mom and you. You were forceps delivery, the struggle between you as the newborn emerging into this world and the medical profession.
Yeah, that's correct. And you know, the fact that they, at that time, took me immediately away from my mother, I spent 5 days in a nursery with other screaming, terrified infants. My father, was not only allowed to attend the births because the medical profession had deemed their presence at my birth more important than my own father, he never even got to hold me for the first 5 days of my life. And of course, I spent very precious little time with my mother, and all of the neurological opportunities for bonding had been missed by that point. And I want to stress that the medical, let's face it, folks, the hospital system is maybe 100 or 150 years old at the most. It is not, our species has been giving birth just like every other species on the planet without a problem for centuries. What the medical system has done is they have come in, they have altered the process to such an extent that they have altered human beings. All right, they have altered our capacity to even bond with our parents. They've altered the parental capacity to love their children. They've altered our capacity to have healthy relationships throughout life by interfering with bonding. All right, and they know how to do this.
Yep.
The Rockefeller people are the people who are behind the medical system. Okay, the medical system is totally funded by the Rockefellers, who are the puppets of the Rothschilds. These people have an agenda, all right, to enslave the human race. In fact, they want to eliminate most of us because we are a problem. We are not sufficiently mind-controlled to become total robots. Too many of us are waking up and seeing what they're doing and you know, taking a stand against it, and therefore we are a problem. And we are then to be eliminated. So this is the real people behind hospital birth. Everybody that enters into medical school is put through trauma-based mind control. Okay? The goal of trauma-based mind control is to get people to dissociate. What is dissociation? It means that the personality splits off from the soul. Alright? And an alter personality walks in. And that alter personality will be one that is more willing to conform to the norms of the medical system. Medical students are sleep deprived, they are nutrition deprived, they are sunlight deprived, they are forced to endure atrocities. I have interviewed several people from my book who talk about what they went through in medical school. One woman describes having to participate in a class about learned helplessness, where they put a dog in a tank filled with water and force the dog to swim for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. If the dog went to the platform to try to save its life, it would be electroshocked. Then when the dog gave up, they would save the dog before it died, and then they would do it again to the same dog. They would do it repeatedly. And this is what medical students are learning. This is trauma-based mind control, where they terrorize people, where they bring them to near death again and again and again to get the soul to split off from the psyche.
Actually going to be coming up on a break. So, Janice, why don't you hold that thought? You know, I actually want to go into some of the details of what a hospital birth actually do. So, please stay tuned. You're listening to the National Intel Report and Avery Castle with our guest, Janice Purcell.
They came and took it away.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out? The school, that's what they said. The Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out?
Welcome back to the National Intel Report. John Stadtmiller is at the Preparedness Expo, and I'm Ingrid Castle with my guest, Janice Barcello. And I kind of wanted to focus a bit, Janice, on some of the details of the hospital procedures and even some of the things that I know are done with home births. So what are some of the things, you know, we talk about ultrasounds. I mean, we have a lot of this stuff on our website, too, but not nearly the detail that you've gone into in your book and that you discuss in your educational classes. So if you could go through a couple of those, I'd really appreciate it.
Okay, let's do that, but I want to stress that the people are going to say, you know, are you telling me that everybody who works in hospitals knows what they're doing and they're deliberately trying to hurt people? What I want to stress is that that is not the case. People that are working in hospitals are under mind control, okay? They do not know that they're hurting people. If they were connected to their souls and not dissociated, they would instantly feel that they are hurting babies. Their bodies would communicate to them that they are extremely traumatizing children and mothers. However, they are dissociated, and that's what allows them to do what they are doing. The people who create these protocols that I'm going to talk about know exactly what they are doing and what this will do to babies and to families. So keep that in mind as I say this. Regarding ultrasound, it's important for people to understand that the attack begins in the womb. Ultrasound frequencies have been known for more than 100 years to cause brain damage. What happens in the developing brain is that neurons that were intended to make their way into the cortex never get there, which means that the cortex will be underdeveloped. There's a reason that we use such a small portion of our brain potential. It is because we are brain damaged from trauma. Ultrasound frequencies are also being used to create infertility. So if you expose an adult male scrotum to two 15-minute blasts of ultrasound frequencies, that man will be infertile for a minimum of 6 months, and the infertility can be permanent. Ultrasound frequencies are also extremely loud for the babies in the womb. We can't hear them as adults, but babies can hear them, especially because they're reverberating off the watery sac that the baby is surrounded by. So to a baby, it's like being in a subway station and the trains are rolling in. That's what's happening, okay? Every time we expose our babies to ultrasound frequencies, we are terrorizing our babies and we are traumatizing our babies. We are causing brain damage and we are influencing the development of their testes and their ovaries. So people better get a handle on this very quickly, because part of the agenda for depopulation includes creating mass infertility, and ultrasound is one of their weapons. My next book, or one of my next books, is going to be called MK Ultrasound, and I will be talking about this in some detail, about what they're really doing with the ultrasound. It is not beneficial. It is not helping. Not at all. All right. Ultrasound frequencies are also being used, during the birth process through what's called fetal heart monitors. So if a woman allows herself to be induced, allows the birth to be induced, very often what they're going to do is they're going to screw an internal fetal heart monitor into the baby's skull. They literally put their hands, their fists, inside a woman's laboring vagina and take a probe. They go up through her cervix and put this probe in the baby's skull. And they're going to be blasting ultrasound frequencies at the baby's head, at the baby's brain, through the whole labor and birth process. And of course, that probe is going to pull and tug at the baby's skull every time there's a contraction. So it's going to cause enormous amounts of pain to the baby. In addition to the fact that they're also going to be doing something called an amniotomy, which is the breaking of the water, that beautiful watery sac that the baby is gestating in, is there to protect the baby, and that includes protecting the baby from the intensity of contractions. So what do? They break that watery sac so that the baby will feel the contractions extremely intensely. Induction is one of the worst possible things that a mother can allow to happen to her baby, because for a number of reasons. Your baby is not ready to be born. All right, babies should have dominion over their birth. When a baby is ready to be born, yes, it will signal its mother's body, and the mother will begin producing the neurochemicals of birth. The baby's destiny and dominion over its own birth is being hijacked by the medical system. And it is being hijacked through very, very dangerous drugs called Cytotec and Pitocin in the United States. And I'll talk about that at length. Before I talk about these drugs, I want to stress that babies who are induced are engaged in a power struggle worse than the power struggle that I talked about with the forceps, because the babies know that there is an energy out there determined to take over their birth. And they know that that energy is not loving. And because birth is a sexual experience, children that grow up who are induced have a tendency to become sadomasochistic. All right, they're trying to exercise dominion over their lives and their bodies. And the reason it's so distorted is because of the attack that they were exposed to early in life through induction. So this is all in my book, Birth Trauma and the Dark Side of Modern Medicine. Induction, if we take an induction and we look at the word, right, what an induction is, it's an initiation into a cult. All right. What is happening to a baby is that it is being initiated into a technological cult, the cult of modern medicine, which is a Luciferian cult. All right, this cult and the whole Luciferian technological order will seek to exercise control over the baby, over that baby's life. What is being impressed upon that baby's psyche is just how much power that system will attempt to wield over its life and how much control that system will attempt to exercise. And what also will be impressed on that baby's psyche is that it is entering into a technological order where it can expect to be abused by people in positions of authority, and where it can expect to receive precious little love. All right, these are the imprints of induction that are compounded by the rest of the protocols of hospital birth. Induction is right. Triggered. Yes. Should I continue, or do you want to say something, Ingrid?
Well, I wanted to actually, there's so much. I mean, I feel like we're not going to cover certain things. And you mentioned, what is CYTOTEC, Cytotech?
Cytotech is a drug. Cytotech is a drug, a pharmacological drug. It's an ulcer drug. It's being used against label by the medical system. The label clearly says it is contraindicated for use in pregnant women because it causes hyperstimulation of the uterus. It causes uterine ruptures. It causes amniotic fluid embolisms that kill mothers instantly. It causes babies to die. All right, the intensity of the contractions as a result of Cytotech is over the top. And they combine it with another drug called Pitocin. Pitocin is synthetic oxytocin. In the UK, I think it's called Synctocin, or it's all artificial oxytocin. And what it does is it creates contractions that are unrelenting. All right, the contractions come rolling in one on top of another, on top of another, on top of another. There's no rest. The uterus is turned into a trash compactor, all right, instead of a birth portal. And these contractions naturally are going to put the baby in distress. Doctors know this. They know that the drugs that they are using causes fetal distress. All right, they know it chokes off the baby's oxygen supply. And they are giving nurses an order called PIT to distress, P-I-T, short for Pitocin, which means crank that Pitocin up really high so we can deliberately put that baby in distress and move more quickly to C-section. This way they can say, oh my, your poor baby's in distress. Looks like we better get to that OR pretty quick. And nurses are blogging about this.
You know, right. I think what happens is they all go to the school. The Rockefellers created, you know, the AMA and the medical school curriculum and all that kind of thing, because there's a lot of people that don't know, and then they come to this realization later on. Because so many people, you know, women especially, but a lot of men now, they feel drawn to the healing professions, and so they go this route. I just have to say that this is created by the curriculum and what they're taught, and the people that are following these orders, they often don't know. Many of the doctors do, but it's they don't know unless they experience it what these drugs are actually doing. I don't think they're actually taught.
You know, you got to understand, again, the mind control that doctors are exposed to in medical school. I mean, they're told repeatedly, right. For example, that babies don't feel pain. And this has allowed them to operate on babies in neonatal intensive care units without anesthesia. It has allowed them to cut off parts of infant boys' penises without anesthesia. 96% of circumcisions in the United States are happening without anesthetic. Infants are being sexually tortured and genitally mutilated by doctors, at, you know, to the tune of 3,000 a day in the United States. And this is in a world where, where 80% of the world's men are intact. All right, this is only happening in the U.S., and Israel, where the infants are being attacked, and it's happening in this country wholly because of the Jewish influence. This is not normal. This is a complete aberration. It is a complete abuse and violence of the highest order, and it is a Luciferian attack against human love. There is no bigger assault against human love than the abuse of these infants, and especially the mutilation of an infant's penis. There is no medical reason or benefit to cutting off a part of a baby boy's penis. And just the suggestion that it would be beneficial, that God, the real creator, somehow made that penis deficient, and that these morons, these abusers, could do something to make that penis better, this is insane. This is evil. This is a Luciferian suggestion of the highest order, and people are so mind-controlled that
Janice,
they hand their babies over. Yes.
Right. I really want to add, most people are like, well, it's, you know, the foreskin, it's not really an essential part of your anatomy. I think it's amazing some of the research you've uncovered as to just how unique that particular piece of skin is that covers the glands of a normal penis, and why it is such a criminal act to remove it. And I would love for you to talk a little bit about that. We have about 3 minutes before the break. So, but I really actually want to talk about this, and I wanted to let the callers know, or the listeners know, that we will take callers the last half hour of the show. That'll be the second hour, the last half hour.
All right,
so
let me
talk
quickly.
Can you address that a little bit?
Let me say it as quickly as possible, and maybe we could pick it up after the break. The foreskin is designed such that when it meets with the vaginal wall, it triggers the male brain to produce neurochemicals of love and bonding with the woman that he's having intercourse with. When you remove the foreskin, you are removing a part of that baby's brain development and also a part of that baby's ability to experience human love throughout life. The foreskin contains something called apocrine glands, which produce pheromones. Pheromones, male pheromones, are designed to provide women with information about the immunological status of the man and the genetics of that man. So a woman can approach a man and through pheromones can sense immediately whether or not this person is a wise evolutionary match in terms of producing children. Okay? That information is gone once the foreskin is gone. And we have a culture in the U.S. and Israel with huge numbers of divorces, and in the Jewish community especially, birth defects. Okay, and this is at least partially because women are not being given the information that they need to determine very quickly that this person is not an evolutionary match. And if they make a baby with this person, they're likely to make a mutant. And if they, you know, when you are missing pheromones and when you're manipulated through perfumes and colognes and body shaves and all this stuff that contain pheromones, you're being driven to partner with a person who is not right for you. And this is causing major relationship breakdown, tremendous numbers of false unions, the pain that children are in because their parents are getting divorced and never even loved each other to begin with, all right? And in the Jewish community, we have genetic diseases and all kinds of birth defects up the gazoo. And there's a reason for this.
Right.
All right? Yes, and there's more I'll say about circumcision if we're out of time right now.
Right. Yeah, well, we're going to be coming to the break. You're listening to Janice Barcello on the National Intel Report. And I want everyone to know that she is one of the featured speakers at the Free Your Mind Conference in Philadelphia. That's April 10th through 12th. So if you're on the East Coast, you should definitely make sure you go to that conference. And there is so much, you know, I was honored to have the whole section of your book, the manuscript. Actually, I was thankful that you had me review it because there's a couple pieces in that you had in here that were just absolutely mind-blowing, you know, and I thought I read just about everything on circumcision, and you have done your research for sure. There's over 700 references in Janice's
yes.
book, 350 pages, and it's only $20 off of Amazon.
Okay.
Yep, I know. I just didn't see you do the commercial.
Well, I turned 60, and when I went into the doctor to get my reports, the lady at the desk, she looked at it. She says, "Wow." I says, "What's that say?" So she came back and looked at my last check. She says, "Well, you've gone down half on your cholesterol." So she says, "I guess don't do a thing, only what you're doing right now."
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Okay, welcome back to the National Intel Report. I'm filling in for John Stattmiller. My name is Ingrid Castle, and I usually have the show In Defense of Humanity with Al Whitney on Saturday night. So if anyone wants to tune into that, it's a great show, and we usually air from 7 to 9 Central Time on Saturday nights, but this last Saturday there was a little miscommunication, so John gave me his spot because I think it's really important us talking to Janice and inspiring people to go to the Free Your Mind conference as well as pick up her book. The book is Birth Trauma and the Dark Side of Modern Medicine by Janice Barcello and is now available at Amazon and will also be available to anyone at the conference. She will be able to sign copies for you. So I'd encourage people to go to Philadelphia, April 10th through 11th, and go to the website freeyourmindconference.com. So we were talking about circumcision because I actually think circumcision is a pretty huge topic, and I think it's absolutely scandalous. 3,000 circumcisions a day in the U.S. I mean, this is absolutely barbaric.
A day. I want to go back up just a little bit and say that the conference is actually April 10th through the 12th, and I'm going to be talking at the conference on Sunday the 12th. And people can get a discount if they go to freeyourmind.com. As you're checking out, if you type in the word Barcello, B-A-R-C-E-L-O, that's one L-O, you can get a $15 discount by typing in my name. And I hope to meet you all there and share my book with you there. In any event, regarding circumcision, I have 80 pages on this topic alone.
Okay, wait, Janice, let's just correct it. It's Free Your Mind Conference. If you go to Free Your Mind, you're not going to get it. You have to type in freeyourmindconference.com.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. I just wanted to make a correction for the team.
Okay. Yeah. So regarding circumcision, I have written extensively about this topic because it is such an assault against human love, and probably of all the things that they're doing to babies, this is the worst. They are strapping infants down to torture boards called circumstraints. So their little arms are strapped down, their little legs are strapped down. Sometimes a pacifier is shoved in their mouth so that they have to choke on their own screams. A doctor puts a sheet over the baby's body with a little hole in it where the penis is, and they get the penis erect. And then the doctor takes a torture device called a Gomco clamp or some other kind of clamp that he, you know, crushes the penis, rips the foreskin apart from the glands, because the foreskin is fused to the glands until puberty, usually. The foreskin is fused to the glands.
Yes.
So they rip the foreskin off of the glands of the penis. And then they use their knives to With no anesthetic. And in the Jewish tradition, the moils are sucking the blood off of the mutilated penis. You want to talk about satanic?
I know, it's horrible. You know, Janice, we're at the top of the hour. And we have to go into the second hour. So thank you. Let's just stay tuned. We have a whole other hour to complete this. We'll have a long stretch the next after the top of the hour, okay?
Okay.
Because I believe we have a commercial right now. Is that right, Mike? Anyhow, please stay tuned. National Intel Report.